all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back here on the Boss Man Show. I just want to give you all a quick heads up. I'm going to join John Jenkins here shortly, but I want to tell you about our initiative with Amazon. If you go to our website, BobbleShow.com, go to our Amazon banner, and shop through our website. When you do that, it helps us help the community of Atlanta. So when you send us your order, we will go back to us to help us here in Atlanta raise money for our communities here. So please go to BobbleShow.com, click the Amazon banner top of our homepage, and shop through Amazon with us. Help us help the community of Atlanta. Coach Judkins is the coach of the Dixie State Trailblazers. They are out of the whack now. They just transitioned from D2 to D1. I want to talk to Coach Judkins. Coach, good to talk to you. How are things out there in Utah, man?
Things are good. Things are good. Can't complain.
Now, Coach, it's interesting to think at your background. You've been there since 2005, Coach. You know, that's when I started college, man, 2005. So you've been there a while. So you've been there since I've been in my whole adult life. But, Coach, you got started in JUCO. Then went to D2. Now you're going to D1. So talk to us about how those transitions affect you for scholarship-wise, getting players and going from up each level. Can you share with us how that all works for you guys?
Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, you're right. I've been coaching for a real long time. It's kind of weird when I'm coaching players. I coach their dads. Now I'm coaching their sons. It's been quite a fun trip. But you're right. When I got into coaching, I wanted to coach at the Division I level. That was my goal, and I kind of had some opportunities and just didn't do it. And now here it is. It's there. So it's if you coach long enough, I guess you can get there. But we're really excited. You know, Dixie State is a great place. St. George is a great place to live. And we knew it would grow. We just didn't know it would grow as fast as it has. And you know, going from a junior college, a really productive junior college. I mean, we won a lot of things at a junior college, probably one of the best junior colleges in the nation. And then they decided to go 4 years and go to the D2. And we thought, wow, I don't know if we should do that or not. And we did. And it took a while to get going, but then we became pretty good in D2. Started winning a lot of championships and getting to the NCAA tournament. And we felt really good about that. And then all of a sudden we get a call from our president and says, guess what, guys, we're going D1. And so we were really excited for that. We know it's going to be a challenge. We know it's going to be hard. But we feel the WAC is a perfect place for us in our conference. And now being the first year, the only part that's not fun is with this COVID-19, we haven't done all the things that we kind of were hoping to, you know, with summer workouts and spring workouts, and we didn't have a chance to do any of that. So that part was bad. But, you know, we're excited. We're excited. At least the NCAA has allowed us to play, where our football and our volleyball and all the fall sports didn't get a chance to play in the fall. We're excited that the WAC and the NCAA are at least letting basketball started out, and we'll see how it goes. We know it's going to be interesting and tough for us, but we're excited for the challenge.
Now, Coach, how is scheduling been? Because I know they pushed it back 2 weeks, November 25th. So how's Valentine's scheduled games now? Also coming from D2 to D1, trying to get scheduling games, and now you got COVID 2 weeks less of scheduled games. So how has that been for you guys, Coach?
Well, scheduling at first was really easy. You know, once you're the first guy coming into Division I, everybody wants to play because, you know, they know we're not going to be very good. So we had everybody on us. And then all of a sudden this COVID thing out, we lost five really good games starting November 10th was our first one. So that hurt a little bit because those were bye games we were kind of counting on. And so, you know, that's okay. That happens. So now we had to go back and redraw the board. And now with the WAC coming out and saying what we're doing, that's all we've been doing the last couple of days is getting on the phone and getting games. And so far it's been pretty good. So we're still excited. We were not playing as maybe as strong a schedule as we had earlier. But again, like I said before, at least we're playing. That's all I'm happy for.
Now, Coach, as far as restriction, I know in D2 you have like 10 scholarships. You can kind of do them however you want to do them. Now do you have the full 13 now in D1, or are they have you kind of on that transitional period where you only have 10 this year, 11 and 12? How's that part work up for you, Coach?
It's been good. It's been good. They have done that. They've given us the 13 full rides, which is great. It's like you said, though, we had to let a couple guys go because we didn't have scholarship for them. At the Division II level, we had the 16, 17. They weren't full rides, but they were partials, and we could help people out that way. Well, when we went this way, we only had 13, because if we give out a partial, it counts as one of our 13. So we couldn't do that, so we lost a couple kids on that situation. But it's nice to go into a home and talk to a family, parents, and say, guess what, your kid's going to be taken care of. We got a full ride scholarship for him. That part's going to be really, really nice. So we're excited. That
most definitely. And then that, Coach, for us, the COVID for the Galaxy return to your roster, how was the offseason trying to talk to them via Zooms and, you know, keep them engaged mentally via Zoom, getting their grades to stay up while you there was on campus, now they're at home? So academically, how was that trying to keep the young men focused on the academic wise and keeping their minds fresh, not getting worn down with the whole pandemic thing going on around them?
Yeah, that's another good question. It was hard. Recruiting was a lot harder than the past. One is, I mean, the school part wasn't as bad because of the Zoom, and we were checking up on them and make sure they were doing what they're supposed to do. That wasn't too bad. But the recruiting part, bringing them on campus for an official visit, that's kind of one of our strengths, is to come to sunny St. George. It's beautiful. Like you said, it's 85 here today, 85 to 89. It's beautiful. And so that's one of our biggest thing is to get kids on campus. They fall in love with campus. We have great facilities. And then also to meet the team. You know, I think that's a big part of recruiting. And when that was turned away, we couldn't do that. It made it a lot tougher. But thank goodness, you know, Zoom's there. Thank goodness we can still communicate and talk to families. And we took advantage of that and did our best. And we might have lost one or two guys because of it, because they didn't get to come on our campus. But overall, we were really happy with with who we got, our recruiting, and now we got some other commitments too as well for next year, which is good. We can't wait till they take that off and let us start bringing kids in, because I think that's one of our strengths.
And Coach Jenkins, do you feel like that you will keep doing Zooms going forward for us recruiting? Because I know it can help you save on your budget. It kind of levels the playing field to a degree where you don't have to really get on a plane and spend resources to go travel, see a guy. You can maybe see him on Zoom and start building that bond with him via Zoom. Then maybe take a trip or two out there, but you don't have to do it all the time to see a guy play, watch the videos. I know probably watching the videos, I can see him in person, probably hurt a little bit there, but kind of give and take of doing Zoom versus going to see a guy play a little bit there.
Yeah, we'll do. I think we'll use everything we can to our advantage. But we definitely want to go see them live. You see things a lot different live than you do on video or Zoom. You know, you see how they act when they're not having a great day or things don't go well for them. So we want to do that. The Zoom thing I like is that you get to see face-to-face. You get to meet their parents face-to-face so they know who you are. When you put a face with a voice, it makes a big difference. So for the phone calls, we're still doing that. We're still getting way involved in that. And so it's going to be different, but like I tell our staff, hey, everybody has the same problem. It's not just us. I mean, if it was just the whack, you could only do this, then it'd be tough. But everybody has to go through it, so we know that. We just hope that they open up this, we can get better and we can get out and see people live. We're excited for that, and I think the players are. I mean, it's been tough probably. I like to have asked that question to the players. How do they like it? Because I think they miss it. I think they miss the coaches coming and watching them live, and we're still going to do that as well.
And Coach, for me, the Zoom has been a revelation for me, because doing phone interviews, like, I never see you guys unless I come to the game. I can see you guys in person, can see me. So for me, it's been good for the radio side. I didn't thought I could do my radio show via Zoom and get audio from Zoom. I never thought until this happened. So it made me kind of receive something new that I didn't even realize I could do. I've been doing this for 8 years, Coach. I had no idea, man.
No, I agree. Seeing a face makes a huge difference. And so I think that would – you have a face for radio, right? That's what they always say. You get a face for radio.
Yes, indeed. And now, Coach, bringing your guys up in for Finesse there on campus with you, so how was that being, kind of ramp them up for November 25th here so they won't get injured? So that's something I'm nagging all year long, because you don't want to have a guy, you know, get a soft tissue injury and it nags all year long and they're healthy. So how was that being, ramping those guys up?
That's hard. You know, we do have some injuries and so forth, but this COVID thing's tough too. With these kids, you know, here you are coming to college life, and you want to get involved with the college atmosphere and get to meet people and hang out and go to some parties. And now we're telling them they can't do any of that. They just got to stay with basketball and go to school. And here in Utah, we're wearing the mask to school, and they're doing a really good job of protecting them in classrooms. Some of our guys are doing the Zoom calls and stuff like that for classes, but most of them are attending in classes, which is great, but it's tough. And the injuries, I mean, that's going to happen wherever you go, whatever it is, COVID or not. You know, we're trying to get our guys in the best shape we can. And a lot of times that's when you have injuries, but we'll fight through it just like everybody else. And, you know, the good thing about moving it back to November 25th is some of these injuries might be, you know, healed by then, and might have all our full team back on the court ready to go.
Now, Coach, for you going to D1 now, how much prep have you done for a scout? And it seems you'll be playing in conference in the WAC now, because I know you're new as well, and they're looking at you like, okay, what did he do last year to this level? So how has that been, trying to kind of get ready to play, face these guys down the road, knowing that you have a task on your hands, they're all coming for you? Dixie, that's a win tonight. So how do you fight against that idea that they have?
That's when we get paid the big bucks, huh? We got to show, do some tricks on them. No, we've, you know, the WAC we've seen quite a bit, because right here in the West, with Utah Valley just being up the street, we've played them a few times. But now they got a new coach with Mark Madsen, so it's going to be a little bit different. But, you know, thank goodness for Synergy and a lot of the video stuff that we have, that you can get on and almost find any game, and same with them. So that's what we've been doing. We've been watching a lot of last year's stuff. You know, New Mexico State looks really good again. They're always a powerhouse. And now with the new coach at Grand Canyon, we know they're going to be a handful as well. So we're preparing. We're doing, that's one thing we have been doing is, you know, with the time of not out going recruiting and being on the road, my staff's done a great job of getting on the computer and finding games and starting to look at teams and see what we have to prepare for. So that's how we've been doing it. And I bet you they've been doing the same thing.
That's what I got for you, Coach, is this. At what point, Coach Judkins, you think that you thought in your mind you'd become a coach? Because I know for a lot of guys, coaching kind of comes to them in different ways. So for you, how did coaching come to you to say, I'm going to be a coach? And who are some guys who inspired you to become a coach as well?
That's a good question. My dad kind of probably was the one that when we were growing up in Little League and thing, he always coached our team. So it's always been there that I have three older brothers that we played all sports. My oldest brother is Jeff at BYU, coaches the women's and played in the NBA for 5 years. And so, you know, we all went on to play college basketball, all my brothers. When I first went to school at Utah State, I took some business classes. That's kind of what I wanted to do with my dad. My dad and grandpa owned their own businesses. And so I kind of thought, well, I'll go do a business thing. And I got in there and I just did not feel right. And I just felt like, hey, you know, I want to do something with coaching. And so I started looking into it and got into it more and more. And that's where I fell in love with it. And thought, you know what, this is the next best thing of playing. You know, you still get the butterflies, you still get the highs, the lows. It's a lot of fun to come to work. It's a lot of work. I mean, you're not an 8-to-5 guy, you know, you're gone a lot, but it's got some benefits for my family that they get to go see into the world and do things. But I just love teaching and loving seeing these young men. We bring them in as freshmen and see how raw they are and how almost immature they are. And then when they leave, man, they're men and they're grown up and hopefully we've touched their lives, not just in basketball, but in life and help them with their jobs and with their families. And to me, that's the benefit of the whole thing. So I just love to teach, you know, the practices and the stuff like that, travel on the road. I just love being with guys and get to know them. And it's been a lot of fun. So that's kind of where it started. Coaches, role models. I mean, I've had some great coaches here at Dixie State, where that's where I came as well. And a guy, Neil Roberts, taught me a lot. And then I went up to Utah State and finished my career. I had Rod Tuller up there and Coach Conn Smith, who was there with Bobby Knight, learned a lot from him. And then I went to a junior college to coach. My first coaching job was at Snow College and was an assistant there and had Elliot Anderson and also Larry Anderson, but more Elliot Anderson helped me with some stuff. I thought, you know, I'm ready. And I became a head coach at Snow College when I was 27 years old. And, you know, I thought, wow, I'm young enough. It's going to be fun. And from then on, it's just been great. It's been a great ride. And somebody's asked me, hey, when are you going to retire? I said, I hope I never retire. I mean, I just love it.
Definitely.
I love coming to work and spending time and teaching and learning. So it's been a great, great thing.
And you've had a lot of success. I saw your record, man. All those 20 win seasons you've had, man, even in your first year at Dixie State, 20 wins first year. So I could see that you have a standard out there, man. You're going to get this program going. I look forward to cheering on you guys and seeing you all grow through this transition. And hope you all can, when you get to that 4 years, you can get in that tournament and make some noise, man.
Yeah, that's the plan, man. That's what we're trying to do. So we're just building up to it. But it's been a lot of fun. I've had great assistant coaches with me, too, that have helped us get those 20 wins a year, and we hope we can do it again this year.
Thanks. Hey, Coach, I look forward to it, man. Thank you for your time this morning. I know it's early out there in the mountain time zone, so thank you for doing it, man.
No problem. I appreciate you inviting us, and hope I can meet you in person, and we can sit down and maybe get something to eat. But appreciate you, and we'll stay in touch.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush. Vicky, who is that? An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky, he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.